House Republicans to investigate Biden administration for allegedly giving out billions in corrupt bargain border contracts. By Sean Moran on August 14, 2023. House Republicans will now investigate claims from a Biden official after he reportedly said he made backroom deals with federal agencies, calling the migrant crisis a boom for business. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, RTN, told the Washington Examiner. The alarming allegations of Mr. Andrew Lawrence and Strait's corruption and his recently recorded statements only further justify the Homeland Security Committee's continued oversight of ICE's suspect contract procurement processes. Awarding massive, sole-source contracts for illegal immigrant services to ill-equipped nonprofits such as Endeavors, possibly because of connections to President Biden's 2020 transition team, could prove to be an unacceptable abuse of taxpayer funds, and ICE must answer for these allegations. Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border Security and Enforcement Chairman Clay Higgins, RLA, and Subcommittee on Oversight, Investigations, and Accountability Chairman Dan Bishop, RNC, echoed Green's call to have Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, hand over communications about an $87 million deal to house migrants at the border in hotels instead of government-owned residential centers. The issue surrounding the contract resurfaced last week after Project Veritas said reported that Biden transition official Andrew Lawrence and Strait bragged about how he made backroom deals with federal agencies and called the migrant crisis a boom for business. The Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General responded by launching an investigation into the $87 million deal with Endeavors. The Inspector General's office found that the contract was unjustified and Endeavors took $17 million of the funds it did not use. The Examiner continued. The Inspector General also concluded that ICE had never put out a notice to contractors that it needed to rent space to house immigrant families. Endeavors sent ICE a proposal that stated it could house immigrants, an unusual offering given that ICE had not disclosed any need for housing. Lawrence and Strait's prior work was a conflict of interest, the Inspector General found, because he had crafted ICE policy as a transition team official while simultaneously advising Endeavors. Lawrence and Strait publicly signed on with Endeavors as a senior employee on Biden's first day in office and shortly after locked down the $87 million backdoor deal in a $530 million non-compete contract to shelter unaccompanied immigrant children for the Department of Health and Human Services. Watch, exclusive video shows massive camp of illegal immigrants waiting to cross U.S. border. Green, Higgins, and Bishop wrote to Acting ICE Director Patrick Lechleitner. Mr. Lawrence and Strait referred to what appears to be the Endeavors contract as a corrupt bargain. He further discussed brokering a deal that one Cherokee Federal, a team of tribally owned federal contracting companies, a nearly $2 billion contract with the federal government to provide services to unaccompanied alien children, they added. Despite clear conflicts of interest and prior scrutiny, Mr. Lawrence and Strait may be influencing ICE's contracts for migrant services with non-governmental and non-profit organizations, the lawmakers added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.